This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. 25 years ago today, two men dressed as police officers stole 13 pieces of art from the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston. Taken were rare Rembrandts, of Vermeer, works by Manet and Degas, altogether valued at $500 million. It shocked the art world. A few days after the incident, the Gardner Museum's president and director said it was as if there'd been a death in the family. A quarter century later, the case remains unsolved. Kelly Crowe covers art for The Wall Street Journal, and she joins us now. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, thanks for having me.
For listeners who haven't visited this museum in Boston, what is it? What does it look like?
You know, it reminds me of this beautiful garden conservatory. I mean, it really evokes Isabella Stewart Gardner so well. She has this sort of lovely, huge, open space, just chock-a-block with everything that she went over to Europe and hauled back, sort of in the grand tour tradition. It reminds me a little bit of Barnes up in Philadelphia, you know, where they wanted people to see the collection as they had arranged it. It's a very personal feeling when you walk through her museum.
In such a small, intimate space, it must be quite stark to see these objects no longer there.
It's really jarring, and it's amazing. After 25 years, it still hits you like a slap in the face when you walk through. So many museums say, oh, we're only able to show 1% or 2% of our pieces. And so I think if it had happened, God forbid, at the Met or MoMA or anywhere else, they would have just had, you know, yet another masterpiece they would have stocked up there. And we might have been sort of out of sight, out of mind. But because Mrs. Gardner did not want anything removed or shuffled or moved around, the museum sort of, you know, has its hands tied behind its back, and it's got these beautiful ornate frames, but the paintings are not there.
What was the reaction at the time when these paintings were taken?
I think then as now, everyone was really flummoxed by why the thieves thought that they could sell them. There were, of course, it being Boston and it being sort of 1990, there were rumors that it may have some ties to Whitey Bulger and the Irish mob there, sort of the IRA. Later on, the FBI sort of began to believe that it was just another sort of mid-Atlantic gang. Their latest theory is that the works have shifted from the Boston area to Connecticut and are now in the Philadelphia region. So I think the shift has actually focused down into Pennsylvania, which is fascinating when you think about sort of 25 years have passed, if they really haven't gone that far, and yet we can't seem to find them.
You spend a lot of time in auction houses covering art auctions. Do stolen paintings like these tend to show up from time to time?
Well, that's the craziest thing, because the thieves take these pieces thinking, oh, they might be a bargaining chip, right? Like maybe I can get my buddy out of jail if I turn in this artwork because, you know, the feds really want this painting. Or they'll think, hey, you know, I owe this guy $6 million collateral for some drug deal. Let me just hand them my Picasso. In reality, you can't really sell these on the open market. Any dealer or collector or auction house who got a glimpse at one of these paintings would immediately call the cops. They can't be sold. And art that can't be sold has nowhere to go. It could be in a storage bin somewhere in a cardboard tube for all we know.
This was such a scary and sobering moment for the art world. What changed as a result of that?
Yes, I think both museums and private collectors got a real wake-up call out of this moment. You know, it's still the largest private property theft on the FBI's docket. You know, I mean, it was a huge deal. So I think certainly museums have gone back and taken a much tougher look at their protocol. In this case, the security guard, there was only one security button sort of at his station. So once he got lulled away from that one spot, he didn't have anything on his person, right? There was no other way to trigger an alarm. He was out to sea. So I think certainly museums have revamped quite extensively. The worry for me comes when we go to some place like in Europe. Europe is full of old castles and churches and monasteries and places that have amazing pieces. And a lot of those older spaces, particularly religious institutions, can't afford the high dollar security systems that major museums can.
Kelly Crowe covers art for The Wall Street Journal. Kelly, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.